and you're listening to the Texas Standard. This week, we've been exploring the effects of a public health directive that's accelerated the removal of thousands of unauthorized migrants from the United States. During the first months of the coronavirus pandemic, federal border officials reported an increase in Mexican nationals crossing the southern U.S. border. So in May, the Department of Homeland Security, along with the government of Mexico, started repatriation flights, sending these expelled migrants to Mexico City. As Antonio Cueto reports, migrants arriving at the airport are getting a little help from volunteers.
The second terminal at Mexico City International Airport is mostly quiet this Thursday morning, a stark contrast to the always busy scene of just a couple months ago. The few travelers here all wear mandatory face masks. Occasionally, a message over intercom reminds travelers to take precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Adán Jacome León is a volunteer with the activist group Deportados Unidos en la Lucha.
Bueno, yo llego a las 11 de la mañana los jueves para recibir a nuestros.
He says he comes to the airport each Thursday at 11 to welcome expelled Mexican migrants.
Sí, ahorita están otra vez viniendo los vuelos. Son cuatro vuelos.
Four flights operated by ICE Air arrive weekly from San Diego or Brownsville, two on Thursdays and two on Fridays. Jacome says migrants on board tell him they've crossed at many different points along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Son expulsiones que también hay unos que ya vienen de que ya los tienen detenidos de.
Some of the passengers are deportees who've been detained for months. Others have been expelled 2 or 3 days after crossing into the U.S.
Los que tienen casi las pulseras son los que ya tienen como uno o dos meses.
He's able to tell the difference by bracelets. People in detention for a while have green ones. The coated paper kind, like what you'd get at a concert. Volunteers with Deportados Unidos en la Lucha, like Jacome, distribute fresh face masks to migrants. Jacome is also passing out flyers with Deportados Unidos contact information, in case people need help reestablishing themselves in Mexico. After landing, officials from a Mexican government agency break migrants into four groups and sends them to Mexico City's biggest bus stations. That day, I meet a Mexican migrant at Central del Norte, the bus station connecting the city to northern Mexico. He's from the Mexican state of Hidalgo, and asked me not to use his name because he fears for his safety. He says he crossed the border in McAllen and was detained for 4 days before he was put on a flight. He didn't know the destination. The flight, according to him, was full. There were three people on both sides of each row of seats, making it impossible to social distance. Everyone was seated chained from their feet, hips, and hands. He says the only COVID-19 precaution officials took was a blood pressure and temperature check before boarding. It wasn't until landing that he found out they were in Mexico City. By email, a CBP spokesperson said these repatriation flights, on top of reducing the spread of COVID-19 into the U.S., also ease the strain of Mexico's resources at the border. But Jacome, the volunteer at the airport, says he thinks they're really just punishments.
El castigo es que los mandan hasta acá, si los agarraron en San Diego y son de.
He says this is a way to discourage migrants from crossing again, because if the migrants are from Zacatecas, Torreón, or other faraway cities, they're now deep in Mexico City, a 14-hour drive from the U.S., so it's now especially hard for them to go back north. However, some do go back right after landing. Mexico's National Migration Institute pays for their bus tickets to wherever they say is their destination. If Jacome is right about the flights, the discouragement is working, at least with the man I met at the bus station. He's getting a ticket back to his hometown in the Mexican state of Hidalgo. He'd left for the U.S. to find a better life, but he says he won't try crossing the border anytime soon. I'm Antonio Cueto in Mexico City.
This is our final story in a series on the rapid expulsions happening along the U.S.-Mexico border. All four stories are online. Listen at texasstandard.org.